Christmas is a lovely time of year. Sitting by the fire with a cup of cheer, everyone is happy, so sweet and so sincere. Christmas is a lovely time of year.
Christmas, Christmas, what a stress. All the presents, all the mess. One more card and I will scream. My face is turning red and green.
Christmas is a lovely time of year. Sitting by the fire with a cup of cheer. Everyone is happy, so sweet and so sincere. Christmas is a lovely time of year.
Christmas, Christmas, I can see will ruin me financially. I'm cashing in my IRA to buy a robot reindeer sleigh.
Christmas is a lovely time of year. Sitting by the fire with a cup of cheer. Everyone is happy, so sweet and so sincere. Christmas is a lovely time of year.
To the mall we have to go, racing through the ice and snow. Not another traffic jam. Does anybody give a donation?
Christmas is a lovely time of year. Sitting by the fire with a cup of cheer. Everyone is happy, so sweet and so sincere. Christmas, it's a lovely time of year.
Shopping is a battle cry, my credit's maxed into the sky. A sugar bus is driving me to buy a giant Christmas tree. To the mall we have to go, racing through the ice and snow. No, another traffic jam, does anybody give up? Christmas, Christmas, I can see, it'll ruin me financially. I'm cashing in my IRA to buy a robot reindeer sleigh. Christmas, Christmas, what a mess. All the presents, all the mess. One more card and I will scream, my face is turning red and green.
There's a certain time of year when the world has a special glow. Children's laughter I can hear from sleigh rides in the snow. And while everyone's heart is light all across the land, one thing I know tonight, I can't stand it, man! Every Christmas, I am listless. Giving gifts just ain't my bag. Nope. Sleigh bells ringing and off-key singing, Christmas music makes me gag. To play that junk should be a crime. I hate Christmas time. Have mercy. Kids with toys and Stimpies.
Oh, joys!
That's just noise to my ears. People's greetings and family's meeting. I'm getting sick on Christmas cheers. And all those clever cards that rhyme. Oh! Oh, I hate Christmas time. You dig what I'm saying? the time when Stimpy's sickly sweet. Yuck, he's always trying to fatten me with another Christmas treat. I hate this ho, ho, ho. I wanna go, 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 as far away as I can from that jolly fat cat man. I'm blinded by Christmas lights. They make the night too bright. Then I can't sleep when I go to bed. I hate that stupid tree, and no one sends cards to me. All I can see is green and red. Just color me blue and I'll be fine. I hate Christmas time. Yes, I do. I know what I'm talking about. And I'm not too fond of New Year's either.
Really old. Don't look now, because the time is near. Tell you what I really hate this time of year. and sisters, my Christmas message this morning is death may be your Christmas gift. We are reminded that this is Christmas time. And they tell me that Jesus was born on Christmas Day. And the wise men from the east came and gave the young child Jesus precious and valuable gifts.
Amen.
For Christmas is a season of giving gifts.
Yes.
And everybody is looking for a Christmas gift of some kind. But did you not stop to think that death may be your Christmas gift?
Yes.
Death is an unwelcome visitor and a stranger to man. Nobody wants to meet death. The best fighters in the world won't engage in a battle with death on the battlefield.
No.
Death separates friends, husband and wife. Death takes a little darling babe from mother's breast. Death comes into every home and leaves sorrow and sadness. So death is an unwelcome death. Death is without a friend in the world. Thousands of people have been planning all the year to have a big time on Christmas Day, giving and receiving precious gifts and costly gifts. But death may be your Christmas gift. Man proposes and God disposes. Man plans, but death breaks up plans. And as we plan to celebrate Christmas, let us keep in mind that this is a season of giving and making precious and valuable gifts. Death may interfere with your Christmas plan. Giving brings joy to the giver and joy to the receiver. When the world was in darkness and wandering from the fold of God, it was God who gave his only begotten Son in the world as a gift to the world, that the world might have joy and happiness. But death came in the world and broke up man's happiness. And death is on every man's trail. Death has conquered every man from Adam on down the time. And on Christmas morning, when Christ was born in a manger stable because there was no room in the inn, death started on his trail. And that's why it's getting ready on Christmas morning. Now let me urge upon you today, you must get ready to meet death. Yonder is a crowd that's looking for silver and gold, rubies and diamonds. Yonder is a broken-hearted mother and father looking for the children to come home on Christmas morning to the family reunion. But death may get there first. Jesus Christ is the only one who's ever conquered death. It was on Calvary's rugged hill when Christ was met death and pulled the sting of death out and went down in the grave, robbed the grave of his victory, and made up your dying bed. And today, every child of God can rejoice that he has been born of God. And brother, I want to tell you, be able to meet death when it comes. Amen.
be seeing old Santa Claus.
Somebody snitched on me. He won't come visit me because somebody snitched on me.
I get the Yuletide beer. Well, there's snow on the street and a star on the tree. We may be happily married, but you're killing me, oh. So Merry Christmas, babe, I think I hate you
a little bit more than last year. This year, my present to you, I'm getting sick of Christmas, I'm already sick of you. This year, my present to you,
I'm leaving you.
You
ho, ho, ho.
Your mother never liked me, and you've got an Oedipus complex.
Well, your father's so self-righteous, and he thinks he's Malcolm XO.
So Merry Christmas, babe, I think I hate you
a little bit more than last year.
This year, my present to you, I'm getting sick of Christmas, I'm already sick of you. This year, my present to you, I'm leaving you. Yeah, ho, ho, ho.
I hate how middle class we are.
I hate your silver executive car.
I hate your job.
You're such a knob.
It's your time to walk the dog.
Where's the dog? This year, my present to you, I'm getting sick of Christmas, I'm already sick of you. This year, my present to you, I'm leaving you.
I'm leaving.
Ain't no ho, motherfucker.
again this Christmas, 'cause all my money spent between the kids and in-laws, I'm down to my last cent. I'll be in hock till next July. That's why I'm feeling down. If Santa Claus is out there, I sure wish he'd come to town. I'm broke again this Christmas. The stockings hang with care. There's presents all around the tree, but my poor wallet's bare. While Elvis sings Blue Christmas and Bing Crosby dreams of snow, this Christmas I'll be in the red, 'cause I'm plumb out of dough. The night is silent and the halls are decked with boughs of holly. The shopping malls are open late, the merchants all are jolly. That jingle in my pocket's been replaced by jingle bells, and my Christmas club accounts are all at bankrupt SNLs.
La 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 la. single at Christmas time. What do? Visit your mom and her boyfriend up in Kalamazoo, or your dad and his new wife and her three screaming brats, or your uncle in Idaho with 17 cats. When you're single at Christmas time, you always leave town. But the older you get, the less you like moving around. But they are your family, and what families do is gather on Christmas. It puts pressure on you. Yes, you are single and you like it this way. You can stay up all night, you can't sleep half the day. You can sing in the shower, scream at your TV, do housework naked, but enough about me. When you're single at Christmas time, you feel like a freak. You wish you had a fast forward button to zip you through to next week. But that's no solution, 'cause I do believe next week brings a worse problem: New Year's Eve. Wise people call New Year's Eve amateur night. Some idiots get drunk, some idiots pick fights, some idiots get married. A dicey thing to do. When it doesn't work out, New Year's Eve is forever ruined for you.
Why should you travel when you want to stay home? You can talk to your relatives just fine on the phone. When they say please come visit, do they really mean it? If you say yes, they look at the house, they say damn, now we must clean it.
Why ruin their time off? Why ruin yours?
Oy.
They love you for not making them do extra chores.
Joy.
They love them for letting you be where you want to be with your friends. Maybe next year you'll buy your own Christmas tree. Yes, you are single, still you like it this way.
It's the same if you're straight.
It's the same if you're gay.
You can skip a few showers,
unplug your TV,
eat popcorn for dinner, but enough about me.
It's the same thing year after year. Gas up the car, you don't have to go far. They live kind of close to here. Believe that it's Christmas. We're driving down on Christmas Eve. 3 days of bliss with the family, and I don't have any weed. Well, look, there's Aunt Winnie and that sweatshirt she bought at the mall.
Come on in now.
Reindeer and Santa painted by hand, and that damn jingle bell shawl. Uncle Bob's got a new girlfriend, surrounded by cigarette smoke.
I don't like her either.
Here comes another of her really bad jokes. I sure wish I had me a tote. So Santa, don't you bring me no swag,
only the kind that'll do. Bells will be ringing this Christmas season if you bring that old dang bud with you. I'm sitting here at my grandma's, trying to be of good cheer, but my dugout's undoubtedly empty, and my ball's been put up since last year.
So Santa, don't you bring me no swag,
only the kind that'll do. Bells will be ringing this Christmas season if you bring that old dang bud with you. Thank you.
being stoned is sometimes real pleasant. When you're talking about dressing and your cousins are messing with divinity candy and pies, I wish they'd carve old Tom Turkey and pour up that spiked eggnog. We'd shout Christmas is good just like we should and go to bed dreaming about buds. Santa, don't you bring me no swag, only the kind bud'll do. Bells will be ringing this Christmas season if you bring that old dank bud, diggity dank bud, that stanky old dank bud of you.
Okay. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you from me. This is your old pal KBC here at the Bit Slap for another weekend of hilarity and hijinks. This week, I thought long and hard and got nowhere, and then I realized, look at the calendar, you idiot. June 25th, that's the opposite end of the year from Christmas. So I said, you know what? There is an opposite side to Christmas, one that we don't often think about. We don't like to talk about it in December. I don't know if it's politically incorrect or just plain inappropriate, but nobody's that happy around Christmas. Even when they're pretending to be, they're not. So we decided that it was a good time for the dark side of the Christmas tree. And so I put on my thinking cap and I went looking through all my Christmas stuff. Do you know I have like 5,000 Christmas songs? Oh, shit, man. It's like, where do they all come from? What am I going to do with them all? Not to mention all kinds of links to other songs elsewhere, like YouTube. Oh, please, don't get me started. But we did it. We found a bunch of them. We started off with Jason Ringenberg and Christy Rose, Lonely Christmas. Ren Hoek, you remember him, of the comedy team Ren and Stimpy. That was I Hate Christmas. Ren's voice was Mr. John Kricfalusi, who was the animator of Ren and Stimpy, and that was him. I Hate Christmas All Year Long was the Steel Miners. Ten Benson and Black Snow. The Reverend A.W. Nix and his crew. Death May Be Your Christmas Present. Talk about being good, huh? Followed by Sugarland, Nothing for Christmas. You gotta love the classics. Paloma Faith and Josh Weller off of YouTube. It's Christmas and I Hate You. And then Bob Devlin, I'm Broke Again This Christmas. I mean, we could all sing that song, am I right? And then When Santa Claus Charges Through Your Bank Account was the Good Time Washboard Band, followed by Christine Lavin and the Accidentals, When You're Single at Christmas, and No Weed for Christmas from Rollin' in the Hay. And I can think of no worse way to spend a holiday than without weed. Back when I was smoking, it was a staple. More than candy canes, more than eggnog, more than anything, more than a tree or lights. Weed, that was the thing. But we've moved on from that now, and so we're going to move on into some other areas of Christmas blackness. I urge you to hang in there and stay with me. I will be back shortly to try and explain it, and I'm not going to even try to cheer you up today, okay? So just go ahead and be depressed about it. It's all right. Today is a good day for it. All right? So I'll see you soon. Bye.
Christmas, you suckers, you miserable men. That old festive season is with you again. You'll be spending your money on cartloads of junk, and from here to New Year you'll be drunk as a skunk. Merry Christmas, you suckers, it's perfectly clear that you fall for it all a bit sooner each year. If it goes on like this, you will find pretty soon you're singing White Christmas as early as June. This Christmas card racket will cost you a packet. Each season it seems to expand. The cards are so clever, though nothing whatever to do with the subject in hand. You'll be taking the kids round the multiple stores to be frightened to death by some old Santa Claus. Then it's parties with spirits and vino and beer. Merry Christmas, you suckers, and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, you suckers, you bleary-eyed lot. You'll never get rid of that headache you've got. But I hope you feel splendid, you certainly should, with your stomachs distended with turkey and pud. Merry Christmas, you suckers, jump into your cars, roar off to your neighbors to sink a few jars. Though your vision is double, just keep smiling through. There are others in trouble a lot worse than you. Beyond any question, acute indigestion will plague you and make you unwell. You won't take the warning, you'll wake up each morning undoubtedly feeling like hell. But stick to it, suckers, go swallow a pill, for this is the season of peace and goodwill. While we patiently wait for that nuclear blast, Merry Christmas, you suckers, it may be your last.
I sat at my windy last evening, the letter man brought unto me, a little gilt-edged invitation, saying, Gilhooly, come over to tea. Sure I knew that the hooligan sent it, so I called round for old friendship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tattle was a slice of Miss Hooligan's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, and citron and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the crust it was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure it would set up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Hooligan's Christmas cake. Miss Hooligan, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and blinking away, till she fell over Flanagan's thrones and spilled a whole brewin of tea. Miss Daly fell down in hysterics, and there she did wriggle and shake, while every man swore he was poisoned through eating Miss Hooligan's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, citron and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the crust it was nailed on with glue. There was caraway seeds in abundance, sure it would set up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Hooligan's Christmas cake.
jolly season. I hate Christmas. I hate Christmas. What a rotten birthday. I hate Christmas. I'd rather hide away. I hate Christmas from this Yuletide feast. I hate Christmas. Rather hang out at Easter. I don't care, and it's just not fair. I hate Christmas. Away in a manger, away from danger. I hate Christmas. Presents and cards, it's all too hard. Too many people offended. Kiss, 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 cross them off your list. The relationship has ended. I hate Christmas and the carol sung. I hate Christmas, it's for the very young. I hate Christmas, ask kids if it's true. I hate Christmas,
we hate it too.
I don't care, and it's just not fair. I hate Christmas. Mum's gone neurotic, dad's psychotic, and I hate Christmas. Play can't get underway. They're still searching far and wide. They just can't find three wise men and a virgin. I hate Christmas, songs of peace and joy. I hate Christmas and the little drummer boy. I hate Christmas and what has become. Stick Christmas up your proper pom pom. I don't care, and it's just not fair. I hate Christmas. All the parties and junk, just gotta stay drunk, cause I
Christmas bris, putting out mince pies. They're gonna be surprised when they find Christmas is canceled this year. There won't be any presents from the big man with the beard. Sentencing of selfish kids who want to take but hate to give. Christmas is canceled this year.
Get a few things I haven't gotten before. You know, like a Corvette. Man, why don't you bring me one of those? I like Corvettes. How about a skank? Bring me a couple skanks. You know, like a porn star. What's her name? Jenna Jameson? Or how about that chick with the big boobs on MTV?
I'm staring at an empty Christmas tree. The presents ain't where they're supposed to be. I left you cookies, milk, and Santa, I'll be going to hell this year. Santa, you suck. Santa, you never showed up. Santa, you suck. Santa, you never showed up.
Did you forget about me?
Next year.
Santa,
night on Christmas Eve, I was dreaming of the soft white snow.
White snow.
I was awoken by a noise near the Christmas tree. What it was, I did not know. It was Santa Claus, he was bringing me some gifts. Unfortunately, I did not know that.
I didn't know.
So I quietly snuck up behind him, and I shot him 5 times in the back. It went pow, 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 pow. He said, "What the fuck? Ow, ow, ow." Then I shot him 3 more times in the head. Pieces of his brain flew out and he was dead. That's when I noticed his blood-soaked beard and his red suit filled with bullet holes.
Uh-oh.
I said, "Oh my God, I killed Santa Claus. I'm not going to jail for this, asshole."
Hell no.
So I went to my shed and I got my saw and I started to choppity-chop-chop.
Chop-chop-chop.
I started with his arms, then his legs, then his head, and then the torso was a really long job. And the blood went spurt, spurt, spurt. It was really hard work, work, work. It was hard cutting through his spine. I must have vomited 16 times. I burned all the pieces in my fireplace. The smell of burning human flesh filled my nose.
Sizzle, sizzle.
11 hours later, there was nothing left. And that's when I heard my telephone. It was Auntie Jean looking for Uncle Bob. She said he left the house dressed as Santa Claus. But he didn't come home last night. Have you seen him? God, I hope he's all right.
Here and there, his lungs were hung by the chimney. his brain as a souvenir. Pieces of Santa everywhere. Pieces of Santa here and there. Pieces of Santa everywhere. Pieces of Santa here and there. Pieces of Santa
There's Christmas cheer on the table, the lights are on the tree. There's presents there for everyone, but it's a sad, sad time for me. For you see, Elvis won't be here for Christmas. And the snow has turned from white to blue. No more great concerts or new records for me to look forward to. He's been such a part of my life for such a long, long time. I feel I've lost a dear, true, true friend of mine. There's Christmas cheer on the table, the lights are on the tree. There's presents there for everyone, but it's a sad, sad time for me. For you see, Elvis won't be here for Christmas. And you know, there's nothing I can really do. His records always used to lift me up when I was feeling blue. But now when I play them, my heart begins to cry. And I think to myself, oh Elvis, for God's sake, why did you have to die? Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. I see. Elvis won't be here. Christmas.
I looked forward to the day when by chance in some way we would see little Debbie smile.
Dr. James looked grim that day when the words he had to say was that she had just a little while. Eddie took it very bad, little Debbie's all we had, we just have to go and find a way. To keep things happy around the house, a teddy bear and a mouse, with her friends Debbie used to play. Debbie looked up to Christmas Day, Santa Claus and the reindeer sleigh, but she would never see that day. There had to be a way for Christmas Day. Then we got a Christmas tree in her room where she could see it would be just the way she asked. Johnny was to play the part, since he had a stronger heart, we would see Debbie smile at last. Then it snowed on this one night, Santa Claus had come in sight, little Debbie's heart was full of joy. Her little doll was very cute, she even liked her little suit, old Saint Nick had thought of every toy. A ring on the phone this November day, here's what Johnny had to say. He couldn't make it on this day, he was caught in a storm far away. A burning feeling we can't hide, who's that man at Debbie's side? But Saint Nick, he had gone away. Our tears broke out in the aisle as we saw Debbie smile. Our little girl had just passed away.
We'll be right back. All right, we're back here. And in case you missed the whole point after listening to almost the whole show, we're doing black Christmas songs today because we're not in the mood. Simple as that, but we don't have to be because it's June. We got 6 months to go. So go right ahead. Now, I want to let you know just how weird it is with my life, all right? I've been collecting Christmas records, CDs, tapes, all kinds of stuff for 30-some-odd years, almost 40 years now. Jesus. And this year I decided that, you know, since I have this other job where I ride around the car all day with a CD deck, that I would review all of my cassettes, my CDs. I started doing that in November, okay? And Tuesday, today, June 25th, I will have come to the end of the line and finished all of the CDs that I have that need reviewing. Some of them I don't even have to listen to. The doctor and I have talked about it. There's really no cure, okay? So don't cry for me, okay? We started that set with Patty Roberts. Merry Christmas, You Suckers. Miss Hooligan's Christmas Cake was Clinton Ford. The Weekend Rock Stars from Australia. I Hate Christmas. I don't know what the fuck your problem is. It's nice and warm down there for Christmas. So just shut the hell up. Somebody Anonymous, I'm Canceling Christmas. Christmas Is Canceled from Farrah. Bigger Than Plastic and Santa Sucks. Followed by John LaJoie, Cold-Blooded Christmas, Pieces of Santa. Bleh, that's disgusting. The Hot Buttered Elves. I know I've played that before, but you got to love the classics. Linda Hughes, Elvis Won't Be Here for Christmas, followed by Nancy LaPlante, Debbie's Last Christmas. That really got me. I don't know. And then The Loneliest Christmas Tree from Lisa Miller. So that brings us up to where we are now. I urge you now, this is me formally speaking to you, my lovely listeners, to do your Christmas shopping now, okay? You don't need to get anything from me. As a matter of fact, don't. Don't even think about it, because I'll just send it back with blood all over it, all right? So I don't need anything for Christmas. I don't even need any more music. I've got music up the wazoo. So what I want you to do is get your own shopping done for your loved ones now. You will thank yourself in November and December, and you will also thank me. And I will be able to say with no restrictions at all, you're welcome. Merry Christmas. So I got two more to really complete the depression of it all. And I will see you next week with something else. Again, I don't know what. You don't know what. It's probably just as well. So have a good week. Have a good weekend. And I'll see you next week.
Christmas is hell on earth. I know nothing worse than being depressed and told to be happy. The season of Sue aside, I know why they died. Christmas reminds me I have nothing. I've got no girl. There's only me, no friends or family. Another Christmas alone. Got no food to eat, no ornaments or wreath. So I hang myself from the tree. Christmas is dark and wet, so I can't forget. Christmas reminds me I have nothing. This is the end of hope. I won't write a note, 'cause it would be addressed to no one. only me. No friends or family. Another Christmas alone. Got no food to eat. No ornaments or wreath. So I'll hang myself from the tree.
It's been a lot of fun, but it's time to go off to bed now.
Sing another one, Uncle Bobcat.
I'd really like to, but it's getting late, and the band's union, they've really been busting my nads.
Aww! Please, please, please!
Maybe we have time for a story. Would you like to hear a story?
Yay!
This is a story about a family. A mommy and a daddy and two children.
What are their names, Uncle Bobcat?
One's named Amy, and one's named Luke. Who's telling the story, you little... It was Christmas Eve. Mommy was in the kitchen preparing the holiday meal. A warm fire was crackling in the den. Amy and Luke were at the table, making out their last-minute Christmas list. But where was Daddy? Was he out in the back getting firewood? No. Was he up on the roof hanging Christmas lights? No. Daddy was out, throwing back tall boys at a sleazy strip club. Stuffing dollar bills, Mommy been saving to buy Amy a new brace for her leg down a horse G-string. Daddy been drunk before, but this time he was so loaded he never even noticed he'd been urinating all over his brand new corduroy church slacks.
Mommy.
What? Shut your whimpering. Shut that cackle before I shut it for you. Get over here.
Mommy.
Don't you f***ing look at me with those eyes. Don't you dare f***ing look at me like that. Where was I? Oh, yeah. And when he did stumble home, it wasn't the sound of reindeer the children heard. It was the sound of Mommy sobbing while Daddy roped in their stockings. And when he fell over backwards on the Christmas tree, it was only a matter of seconds before the thing caught fire. Hot flames roared through the house. Luke was able to get out, but poor little Amy with that heavy iron brace from the 1920s on her leg wasn't so lucky. She called out for help. She screamed, "Kill me! Kill me! I'd rather die than burn to death! Kill me, Daddy! Kill me!" "Go ahead! Leave, you bunch of cowards! You can't handle the truth!" "What, you want stories about reindeers and elves and fairies? Well, that's not the real world, is it? Sometimes your heart gets broken, little bastards!" Woman! Give me another cup of nog!
Merry Christmas from Bobcat Goldthwait.